Following 4 days of NJ Transit commuter misery this week, the head of Amtrak came to New York today to see firsthand what the problems are. WNYC's Kate Hines went with him.
Under Penn Station, there's a door that opens onto a hot, dark passageway. It leads to a cavernous room filled with what looks like giant metal filing cabinets. An Amtrak engineer explains those are 12,000-volt circuit breakers, and there are a lot of them.
Everything else is energized in the substation and currently feeding the railroad, so please stay close and don't wander off.
Amtrak President Joe Boardman is standing carefully near a massive cable that's hanging down from insulators near the ceiling, called H3. It's the root of some of this week's power problems.
We're talking about nearly a 4-mile cable that goes through our North River tunnels over to Hackensack.
At 80 years old, the cable was already a senior citizen when Sandy struck. During that storm, when the tunnels flooded, the cables, along with everything else, were submerged. This week, two of those cables failed. Electricians had to figure out where along those 4 miles the problems were. And the deteriorating cables aren't the only problem.
It's the track, it's the ballast, it's the signal system, it's the catenary, it's all the things that need to be done.
The other 2 days this week, the problems involved a circuit breaker in New Jersey. Boardman says what really needs to happen is federal and state governments need to pony up for brand new Hudson River tunnels. Only then, he says, can the current ones be taken out of service and completely overhauled, if they last that long. For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.